Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Crystal Klein Master Savas.
Yes.
Greek indigenous and very talented.
Thank you.
Your latest album is Spiritual Misfit.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, in this journey, how much has Lady Lust changed?
Oh, I think I've matured a lot. I'm being much more confident with who I am and being able to deliver. I always knew that I could, but I feel much more grounded now that I'm older. I'm 41 now. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the experiences in life, ups and downs, dark and light. But yeah, I just feel at this road of peace and finding my freedom now.
More in tune with your calling, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. More in tune with listening to your intuition more and understanding who I am and what makes me happy. And if it's not, if something's presented to me that I feel that's not in the alignment, like if it feels off or I'm just too unsure about it, I won't do it. You know, I'm much more clued on to what I want to do and what will make me happy.
Do you believe that this is reflected in the evolution of your music?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've grown so much in the music world, that music journey, you know, a lot of healing that's taken place. And I feel like I've come into this spiritual, deeper spiritual realm, into the cosmos, you know, into the cosmic. And it shows with the new album, Spiritual Misfit, as well. You know, it's connecting and being able to not be afraid and be able to honor my Gugudha side and my Greek side and bring that together, infuse the two ancient cultures, you know, and be proud of that.
Cosmos, yeah. And cosmic, those two words you mentioned before are actually having Greek origins.
Mm-hmm.
So right. You already speak more Greek.
I know, I've got to learn more Greek, definitely. I'm open to new languages, so I've got to start digging deeper into it and understanding and traveling. I want to travel, oh my goodness. It's been calling
you
me.
You still haven't been to Greece. Of course, we had the 2 years of the pandemic and all these changes in our everyday lives that the pandemic brought. But you still haven't been to Greece, right?
No, I haven't. And I'd love to go to Greece. It's a calling that I need to do. Obviously, that's my where my, you know, ancestry is. And my sister's been there. And she's told me all about it. And I'm like, I need to go. The time, I have to go. So that's on my to-do list. I've got a whole bunch. And, yeah, I've just got to get back and reconnect and make my face and my soul known to all my family over there as well. So they get to know me and I want to get to know them.
Did your sister manage to track down some of your family in Greece?
Yes, she did. She traveled all through Greece and she met all the family over there in Rhodes Island. And apparently our great-great-great-great-grandfather built the church, and there was a beautiful old house on the hill. And, yeah, that was made by our great-great-great-great-grandfather. And, yeah.
Which actually makes sense because your last name, Mastrosavas, is a combination of two words. Savas, which is a name for men in Greece, and Mastro, which means someone that makes stuff with his hands. So the tradie of his times, the builder. Wow. So Mastro Savas is the Savas that builds. So it makes sense that he built the church there.
Yeah, definitely. Beautiful, beautiful. And how the names even connect to who they are and what they do, you know. So that's beautiful. Thank you.
So you definitely have to visit Greece and get in touch with your other ancient culture. I believe it's going to influence your music even more. The past years, we've seen you transforming from a mainly hip-hop, jazzy artist to now more soulful music. You have tuned it down a bit.
Yeah, I have.
What's the main reason behind that?
I feel like I've come into this space of like getting in touch more with my femininity and being able to just soften a bit more and understanding that I am beautiful and loving myself again and being able to sing bigger. I don't know, I feel like I need to sing bigger, soulful, using that deep voice and ascending into the universe, you know? So, yeah, honoring that goddess and the beautiful warrior. And, yeah.
Yes, which is, you're actually grasping a trend. It seems like after the pandemic, the world needs more of a female understanding and more of a nurturing nature, which is a stage in your life, because although you're only 41, as you said, you're already a grandmother.
I am. I'm a yeah, yeah.
Already. So that's magic. A great milestone, a very precious one.
Yes.
Has that changed you, holding a grandchild in your arms?
It's very magic. When I first held him in my hands, he's one now. I can see all my ancestors, all my grandmas, my great grandmas run and grandfathers run through my bubble, run through his little eyes. It was so magic to sit there and just watch him and watch him sleep and his little eyes looking up at me. It was just so beautiful. And I have this connection. It's a really different connection to, I feel like he's my own, but in a big mama way, but a grandma way as well, you know, yaya way. And it's just, I don't know, it's so different. It's like a knowing. I don't know, I just can't explain it. It's beautiful.
You feel the connection, but you don't have as much of a responsibility. So yes. You are the playful part. And you can learn this word, khatiria, is when grandmothers, let's say, offer unconditionally to the grandchildren whatever they want. They make them their hatiria, we say in Greek.
Yeah, hatiria.
Yes. I'm pretty sure as a grandmother, you're going to give treats and anything your grandchild wants.
Yes, definitely. And I feel like, because I've got three kids, and I've had that experience, and now watching my grandson, I'm like, okay, this is a little bit easier. I don't know, because it isn't the responsibility, but you still have a responsibility, you know, as a grandma or yeah. But yeah, like you're saying, it's unconditional love, it's big love, it's just a whole other world love. It's a different kind of love, but it's, I feel like he's a part of me, my arms. Like my children are a part of me, you know, and then I feel like he's a part of me as well. And yeah, it's just so beautiful. So magic. That's all I can explain. It's just magic. Yeah.
Will this magic connection will become inspiration in a song maybe?
Yes, definitely. It has potential, not potential, but it has the natural potential to move into a beautiful sound. I haven't written a song as yet, but I can
it will blossom.
I'm just resting at the moment and feeling life out, you know. So yeah, and understanding who I am again as well. Life changes.
Yes, life changes, everything is fluid, and we've seen you adjusting very well into different performing environments, different stages through your artistic life. And I believe your next show is in the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yes, Melbourne Recital Centre.
Where can we see you? What are you going to be involved with this time?
Yeah, Sanctuary Suit, that's what it's called, the Sanctuary Suit. But I'm also releasing my album as well, my album Spiritual Mystery. Sanctuary Suit has been curated by Neil Morris, a First Nations artist and event programmer. He's amazing. And so he's popped me on this lineup. And I'm like, well, you know what? I've got an album, so I'll do my album launch as well with it. So I'm a part of Sanctuary Suite. And so it's a sonic exploration of reflective, thoughtful, and meditative music. Sanctuary presents an afternoon of oral delight in the sonorous Elizabeth Murdoch Hall. So, and there's going to be a whole bunch of artists there. Zoe Knighton, Nick Siavos, Mindy Mengwang, and Paul Grabowski, Nat Bartsch, and Luke Howard. So, yeah.
And it's going to extend in quite many hours.
Yes, it starts at 2, and I think it goes till maybe 6. Yeah. So if you get your tickets, you can book tickets now.
For the 9th of July.
9th of July, yep, Recital Centre. And, yeah, I'm hoping I'll be there as well with my band. It'll be a 7-piece band now. It's changed. Ooh. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. The sounds are from the new album. They're very synthy and witch house and voodoo, very ethereal and, yeah, very.
That's another Greek word, ethereal.
Ethereal. Oh,
yes.
Well, I'll be bringing my two ancient cultures together and standing there like a goddess, as I am, and singing.
We can't wait to see you there. Can you tell us more about the band? Like, what kind of instruments will be surrounding you?
Yes, there'll be a synth keyboard played by Adam Rudiger. There'll be a bass, drums, electric guitar with effects. And there'll be two backing vocals, and I've also got another Greek sister, Katerina Stevens. She'll be playing the baglama.
Oh, baglama. So you're introducing baglama in your music now.
Yes, yes. Very, very ancient instrument. So she plays that on Mother's Cries. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to, hearing her perform live and having that collaboration. It'll be beautiful and bringing the beautiful goddess sounds and the big, deep, I'm here.
Uniqueness.
Yes.
Well, it sounds very creative and very multicultural. Mm-hmm. And it definitely represents the one and only Lady Lash, Crystal Klein, Master Savas. We have all come to admire in the Greek program through the years.
Beautiful. I'm so grateful. Honestly, I'm so happy to present this work and be able to, work deeper within spirit, and hopefully it ignites some sort of sparks, some sort of creativity and love within someone else as well.
Last question. So you've explained the spiritual. Why a misfit?
I feel like I don't fit in the box. I don't fit in anyone's box, in society's boxes. I've always felt like that. I just don't fit in. And that's why I was like, I'm a misfit. I'm like on the outskirts of society, doing my own thing in my own little world. And I'm able to create what I want to be able to create and not fit in the boxes of society. Like I am, yeah, I just don't want to be the sheep. It's just my own self competing against myself in order for me to be to the journey of music. It's not even competing. It's understanding.
Self-discovery, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-discovery. And that's what it's about. And if everyone wants to come join in a positive way, then let's go. You know, I'm all about positivity and uplifting other people and being able to listen and understand, and especially for that healing process and feeling loved, because love rules the world.
And yes, I believe you're not the only one out there feeling that they do not fit in a certain box. And by becoming a role model,
yes,
doing your own thing, you're actually presenting people with chances.
Yeah.
And the option that they can follow their own path. But what's the fire behind it? So maybe it's not an easy path. How do you fuel your deepest wishes?
By doing what makes you happy, Emma. You've got to do what makes you happy. If it's not in line, like you can take things that are out of your alignment. But when they to experience that, but to be in alignment that's when you know your purpose. You understand what makes you happy, what makes you click, what gives you a sense of joy, you know. And this is, music is my sense of joy, and to be able to share that as well, I think, yeah.
Music definitely can heal. Mm-hmm. Not only the creators, but the people that listen to it as well.
Yeah. But it's not only music, it's in your life as well. What have you got going on in your life? You know, what are you surrounded with? It's about bringing yourself, is self-love and self-worth and understanding, having that positive people into your life. When you wake up every single morning, do you take a moment before you get up and say, thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, universe. Thank you, angels, you know. It's the journey of personal life, musical life, tapping into your ancient culture and reconnecting with nature and reconnecting with your family, that's most important, and yourself.
Wise advice from a very young grandmother and a very, very, very creative one. Lady Lush, Crystal Klein, Master Savas, we wish you continue this very interesting life and self-searching voyage, because through your journey, many of us find our own path.
That's right. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.